Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment breakfast show here on Siren FM Sunday Breakfast. Yes, it's the Squabble Box team. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson.
I'm just curious, how many people counts as a team?
You know what? A team of two. It's worked for us for many years.
Can you have a team of two?
Yeah.
Surely more. It's more of like a coalition.
So we are the coalition.
The Squabblebox coalition.
Oh, full of disagreements and nothing gets done. There we go. So it's Sunday morning and we are here today talking all about tasty treats. Yes, we're going to be with you until 10 a.m. this morning, and you can send in your ideas and what you love to eat from your tasty treats to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
Now, after 9 o'clock today as well, we also have a brilliant guest live in the studio with us. Sarah is going to be with us, and she's from the Ritz here in Lincoln, and she's coming in to talk all about their Breakfast with Santa, which will be happening in a couple of weeks' time, all in aid of Click Sergeant. It's a wonderful charity. Sarah's a wonderful lady, and you'll be hearing more from her just after 9 a.m. today. But I think it's time to get into our first segment of the show, Maisie.
Oh, yes, please.
Can you believe that? That's where we ask, can you believe that a new story or something of relevance has happened this week? We're really clutching at straws some weeks, aren't we?
Sometimes we just don't do it at all.
So, that's very true. So, what's been happening this week? Well, there has been rumours flying around once again all about the Great British Bake Off. And that was and that was fueled this week by the BBC's director of content turned around and said that she has a plan in place to reunite Mel and Sue with Mary Berry and Nadia Hussein. So
now,
it's
this is the thing that I find quite interesting, is the fact that out of most, like out of all of the Bake Off finalists and winners, Nadia seems to be the one that's been the most relevant since she's won.
Of course, yeah. She's the only one that I remember, actually.
Well, you can remember who won this year.
Yes.
But, and yet you haven't told me who it is.
Yeah, I can't remember her name, so.
Oh, dear.
I've slept since then,
I think one of the really important things is that Nadia's all, like, ever since she's won the Bake Off, she took time to do her own thing and move house and stuff, and then she... I'm making it sound like I've been invested. I haven't. This just happens to be what I can remember.
Yeah.
Then she did the Queen's 90th cake, which was really significant. And then she went on to do her own series about going back to her family and learning dishes.
With possibly the greatest name for a television cookery show ever, The Chronicles of Nadia.
See, I think that's the other thing, is that a lot of the contestants from Bake Off do have a good sense of humour.
Oh, definitely. Because you've got to on that show.
I think it's hard not to. Like, I think hanging around Mel and Sue for that long, it's osmosis. It just kind of happens.
There is a great sense of balance between what is a serious baking show where you are really sort of, because you want to do your best.
Well, you're putting your all in, and the other thing is that, I mean, this is the thing with most reality shows, and it's technically a reality show, but at the same time it's not. It's very strange. It doesn't feel like a reality show.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about the Bake Off is the fact that people who are in the Bake Off tend to end up doing really well for themselves, just for themselves in general. Even people who have left in the first week have been lucky enough to go on and do interviews and stuff. And with regular reality shows, a lot of people will do them for the 15 minutes.
Yes.
But with Bake Off, it doesn't really feel like that. I mean, they have such a rigorous process of actually accepting applicants and making sure that they can talk while they're cooking, making sure that what they cook is actually decent. making sure that they have the right level of technical skill and stuff like that means that you'd end up not getting so many of the 15 minutes of fame people, and you end up getting just people who genuinely love baking.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. And that's one of the great things about the Great British Bake Off. And there are people that are worried that when it moves over to Channel 4, it might lose that aspect.
Possibly. But this is the thing I find really interesting. And I think I've already said that a couple of times this morning.
Yeah.
I just do find the Bake Off very interesting. It shouldn't be this. It shouldn't be so tense and adrenaline filled. Like, if you think about it, if you just think about what they're doing, it's a very sort of basic structure where they have three different challenges and they're baking. That's all. And then it's being given to Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood in the previous incarnation. And that shouldn't, and you know, it's nerve-wracking in maybe the first season, but, you know, the audience know them now. They know what they're going to say. They know the structure. They know that Mary Berry is more likely to be on the softer side. They know that Paul Hollywood's more likely to leave them hanging. And that's sort of the dynamic that you used to. So you think by the time we got to a season like this season, it wouldn't be nearly as tense.
Yeah, I mean,
and it still is.
There is the possibility as well, because people are looking at it now going, well, if the BBC are creating their own similar version of this show, and Channel 4 have reportedly spent a lot of money on it. Have they just paid that X amount of money just to take Paul Hollywood away from the BBC?
Possibly they have.
But it is really interesting.
It is really interesting. And I'm curious. I want it to work well, but part of me worries that maybe this is one of those situations where the BBC needs to let it go. Because it's not theirs. Like, the Bake Off isn't theirs anymore. They lost the rights to the Bake Off, and people are just going to have to deal with that.
Yeah,
but this is the other thing is trying to recreate that magic might end up harming them in the long term. Because a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to the story now, have just turned around and gone, but they're just copying. And a lot of people won't like that. Even if they come up with a whole new structure, it's not going to work the same.
Yep, and two words can really sum it up. Top Gear.
So
we are live this morning across Lincolnshire and beyond. And when I say beyond, that means because you can go to www.sironline.co.uk and listen live wherever you are in the world, as Justin from Ohio is doing right now. Hello, Justin. He's sent in some messages about his tasty treats, which we're going to be getting into in a few minutes' time. But he does say, Maisie, he says, British Bake Off? What about the Christmas episode of Doctor Who? Let's talk about that. And I go, yeah, but we're talking about tasty treats today, Justin.
Doctor Who is a tasty treat.
But we are doing, it's a great segue there. I do want to know, Justin, do you have a version over there? Because I know that the Great British Bake Off went over to America.
Yes, because people loved, apparently, reportedly, the American public love Mary Berry now.
Yeah, so it went over there for a short period of time. We want to know whether you've got your equivalent over there. But we are going to be talking more about Christmas this afternoon, you and I, Maisie.
We are indeed.
Because we will be pre-recording our Christmas Day episode. We're doing Christmas breakfast here on Squabblebox on the 25th, Sunday the 25th of December. We will be pre-recorded. However, that is a great chance for you to send in your favourite Christmas songs to our Squabblebox Facebook fan page, at Squabblebox on Twitter, or at Siren FM. Get them everywhere. We'll find them and we will play them on our Christmas morning special.
Well, just to point out that someone already has texted into the show this morning.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they haven't left their name, but they've suggested that instead of a coalition, we are a dynamic duo.
I think Squabblebox, the dynamic duo. That's
Oh, no. I'm not sure if I like that.
Keep sending in your requests, ladies and gentlemen. We might decide one by the end of our episode. So we're going to be with you until 10, but it's time for a little bit more music now. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Want to have your say? Have your 15 minutes of fame? Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800716. Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
Struck by lightning sounds pretty frightening, but you know the chances are so small. Stuck by people another night.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your hashtag Sunday breakfast team. I don't know why I went with hashtag there. Felt a little bit forced. I'm not going to use that again.
I think hashtags always sound forced.
Yeah, except for hashtag ask us anything. That was a success.
Oh, was it now?
Yeah.
Was it now?
So, we are talking all about tasty treats this morning, in line with our story about the Great British Bake Off. We thought it'd be cool. So, basically, tasty treats, Maisie, how would you define it?
Tasty, anything that's tasty.
And is a treat.
Not necessarily. Like, I would refer to, like, if I made a really nice steak dinner, that's a treat. But it's not, and it's tasty, but it's not like I don't know.
Well,
I had a point. I've lost the point.
Well, before he falls asleep, I want to go back to Justin from Ohio, who sent in a message because he is listening live, and they are 5 hours behind us.
Yeah,
something like that.
Go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed. you can listen again on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes a couple of days after the show. So, but Justin, thank you for tuning in live, of course. And he says, my apologies as I haven't been able to send in comments to the show lately. I'm normally pretty busy on weekends and forget to send my thoughts in. He says, first off, jelly babies.
Okay.
he just says jelly babies.
That's the entire point.
And then second, this reminds me of a conversation a few months back on an Ask Us Anything episode here for Squabblebox. He said, I asked jelly babies or jammy dodgers. Kai said jammy dodgers and Maisie said jelly babies. He says that he has to agree with Maisie. Jelly babies are definitely better. He says, I also agree with Maisie when she said that jammy dodgers don't have enough jam to biscuit.
They don't. They don't have enough jam to biscuit.
It's a real problem, isn't it?
Actually, if you didn't point that out, I'd have said it again. I'd have repeated myself because, like, I like a bit of jam and I like a bit of biscuit. But when the biscuit, when you've got two biscuit to one very thin layer of jam, it's just too dry.
And it's jam. Is it jammy dodgers or is it Jaffa cakes, which are the ones that, is it a bit, it's Jaffa cakes, which
Jaffa cakes, because technically they are a cake, which means that they are free from tax, because for some reason cake isn't taxed. That's just a thing.
Which is funny, because that leads into what we're talking about next, because a few months ago we sent Justin a birthday present. You know, he's been a big contributor to our show.
We sent it a long time ago.
Yeah, his birthday was in April. I hope I got that right, Justin. And we sent it the month before, and it didn't show up until about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
he said,
luckily, there wasn't anything perishable, was there?
No, everything seems to be in working order. He said, I'll get into the message that he sent. He said, finally, I received my birthday present from Squabblebox after 8 months. Kai thought it would be a great idea to send me a surprise birthday present. He got my address off a friend of ours who had just sent me something roughly 4 months prior. Unfortunately, I'd moved house in those months. We had thought it was gone forever. Here's the story, though. My roommate is still friends with the landlord of the house we used to rent. He said he was selling it with while doing work on the house and came across a package sitting in the front yard. He said my roommate celebrated his birthday last month and decided to throw a party. He invited his old landlord and he brought my Squabblebox surprise present with him. He said, I was completely excited to finally receive it. He said, the jelly babies are still good, as always. However, the Jaffa cakes are delicious. Thanks again for the great surprise. He'd never had Jaffa cakes before.
Can you have Jaffa cakes that have been sitting in a garden for X amount of months?
Well, that's what I've been saying to him. I've been saying, if you've enjoyed them after they've been sitting in a garden for 8 months, then you're going to enjoy them when they're fresh and
now,
new.
Have you ever had a Jaffa cake?
No, but I've seen it.
One of my mum's birthdays, and I can't remember how many years ago it was, we got a cake that is just essentially a giant Jaffa cake. And but the only thing is that it didn't have like the layer of it had like orange in it, but it didn't have the layer of orange jelly at the top.
Yeah.
But now this is the interesting thing is do you know why Jaffa cakes are legally a cake?
No.
There was a whole court appeal for it because people were saying, I don't know who the people were who were saying this, but there was one argument that Jaffa cakes were a biscuit and they should be taxed as biscuits.
Yes.
Obviously the company didn't like the idea of that because it cuts into their profits and it would mean that people would have to pay more to get Jaffa cakes.
Of course, and we the British do not want to pay more.
No, not more than we have to. And so they got to the court, it came to the court day, and the person who was representing the Jaffa cakes factory, turned up with a giant Jaffa cake, put it in front of the judge, and this is all rumour, I don't know if this actually happened, put it in front of the judge and said, "Excuse me, Your Honour, is this a cake or is it just a very large biscuit?" And the judge said, "This is a cake."
Oh, no.
And they went, "Thank you very much." And that's why now it's legally known as a cake.
Well, you learn something new every day.
I think the biggest way you can probably tell is the fact that it's not got any biscuit in it. It's pure. It is just a layer. It's just a sponge.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, we are talking all about tasty treats today. However, we're going to go into our next track now. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Siren 107. Oh, sorry, Maisie.
No, you go ahead. We're a team, but you do the intros.
You go ahead.
No, you do it.
I feel bad.
No, do it. Okay. Go on, do it.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment breakfast show, Squabble Box.
That's not how I would have done it.
How would you have done it?
I would have done it better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. We're talking all about tasty treats this morning here on Siren 107.3 FM. We're going to be joined, hopefully just after 9 o'clock, by Sarah from the Ritz here in Lincoln to talk all about her Breakfast with Santa, which will be held at the Ritz on later this month. But we're just trying to find her at the moment. A colleague is out trying to show her the way to the studio. We are going to be talking all about tasty treats, though, Maisie. And what tasty treats? What's your go-to tasty treat?
I'm a very savoury person. I like sweets, but only very occasionally, and I really have to be in the mood for them. So my sort of automatic tasty treat is pastry.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's as simple as.
All right. Why pastry?
Because pastries are so lovely.
But that to me isn't a tasty treat.
It is a treat.
It's a pastry goes with like pie.
Yeah, pie is a tasty treat.
Fair enough.
Yes, it is. Don't look at me like that.
But that's
you're
not
judging
a
me.
No, a tasty treat I always thought as like a chocolate or sweet.
No, why does it have to be sweet to be? It's tasty and it's a treat.
That's just what I
Well, you're thinking wrong. you're too exclusive with your tasty treats. You like pastries. You've had sausage rolls.
I do. I just didn't class them. Like I would have a sausage roll as part of a meal.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. But you know what? That's the great thing about this show. People can interpret it in different ways.
I don't know. I just think that you're being really mean towards savouries.
Just like our dynamic duo of...
we are a dynamic duo, but heaven forbid that I get to come up after the song.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad now. Right, so...
I know, I just wanted to see how far I can push you.
Other tasty treats that I like... Because that's made me think... I can think of anything now, really.
Yeah, I don't know why you seem to be so... Like you were really...
I just pictured it as being, like, sweet, so, like, a tasty treat to me. Oh, what do I... What's my go-to tasty treat? I do like... I like chocolate.
Yeah.
But I have to be in the mood for it. Now, I will tell this story, because here in Lincoln at the Tower Bar, they used to...
Oh, dear.
My go-to dessert there when I was, you know, if I was hanging out there, would be a brownie slice, which is, if you've never been there, an ice cream brownie slice. So there's ice cream in between the cake, and it is absolutely delicious with chocolate sauce on the top. It's not something that you want to have every day, because no. It can be
it's
quite...
It's a treat.
Yes, it's a treat. but I apparently seem to have it a lot. Hence why, after being on a diet for about 6 months, so I hadn't actually been in there for a long time, this guy just came up to me. I went up to the counter
to go and
order my food, and he just went, brownie slice. And I went, sorry? And he went, brownie slice.
He didn't say hello or what would you like. He just saw your face, pointed at you.
Yeah, pointed at
me.
And
then loudly shouted out, brownie slice.
Yes, but he had an Irish accent, so I couldn't understand what he was saying at first. And he was like, yeah, brownie slice. You like brownie slices. You order brownie slices. And I was like, do I? He went, yeah, every time I've ordered. I said, I seem to serve you all the time, and all you order is brownie slices. And I was like, I don't know whether that's a compliment.
That's
or
a really
an
weird
insult.
Way to treat a customer.
Yeah, it was.
It's a very strange way
and
to
you know
treat
what the
a
worst
customer.
It was? I then ordered my meal, and then I thought, you know what? I fancy a brownie slice. They no longer sell the brownie slices. So what would he have done if he'd have gone, brownie slice? And I went, yeah, go on then.
And then just turned away.
And then he'd have gone, we no longer do brownie slices.
Yeah, no, he would have had to come out and say, I'm sorry, we don't do brownie slices. Would you like our one other dessert that we do?
Yeah, I know, it's...
See, this is the thing. Whenever I'm at a restaurant and people are having pudding,
yeah,
and like, if I want a pudding, I always go for ice cream.
Oh, right, why?
Because I don't know. It's because a lot of the time, the sort of the options that you get in restaurants don't appeal to me, like cookie dough, like just like cookie dough in a plate doesn't make any sense to me because it's dough, it's not cooked.
I quite like cookie dough. I like cookie dough ice cream. That's a mix of both.
And that's another thing. Ice cream with unnecessary pieces in it get me really annoyed.
Do you have to have the smooth ice cream?
No, I don't want it. I don't always want it smooth, but it's like I'm fine with like if there's chocolate chips in it or if there's like fruit in it. I quite like fruity ice cream, but it's when there's a huge lump of cookie dough in my ice cream and it's not.
But that's
cooked.
That's a treat. So that's the best bit.
No, it's not because it's uncooked. It's gloopy. It's not even gloopy. It's a solid. Especially if it's been in the freezer, so it's solid. It's a solid bit of cookie dough.
Yeah.
And if it isn't like soft enough to bite into, then it's uncooked cookie dough. So it's stodgy.
A tasty treat that I like is ice cream, and a place that I really like to go is at the top of Steep Hill here in Lincoln. When you get right to the top and then on the left, there's an ice cream parlour there.
Mm-mm.
Have you been in that ice cream parlour?
I have not.
It is delicious. It's always my reason for going is I go, well, I've walked up and down Steep Hill, so that means that I'm allowed a tasty treat at the top.
I don't know how many calories a tasty treat, like how many calories you burn going up and down Steep Hill, especially because with it being the market at the minute, people are only moving like 2 steps per minute.
Yeah, but if you are out at the Christmas market today, do check out that ice cream parlour because it is so tasty.
There are so many tasty treats at the at the ice cream parlour.
Because you went yesterday to the Christmas market.
I went to the Christmas market yesterday and they have an abundance of options.
What was on show?
There was tons on show. People who were listening people who were listening to Brunch Time yesterday.
Yes.
Will know that our very own Tom Stevens was hanging around by the traditional German sausage stall. Which I actually got a glimpse of, and it is a bit crazy because they've got this huge. The way they make these sausages is quite cool because obviously the sausages are like pre-packaged I don't know if they were prepackaged, but they're already made.
Yeah.
They're in their sausage shape, and that what they have is this huge fire pit, and in front of, and then from the top of this stall, they were hanging like a couple of layers of like metal grating.
Yeah.
And on the grating, that's where they had the sausages, and they were constantly turning them. But it was also moving a little bit as people were like turning it over. And the people who were working there were wearing sort of the sort of things you expect people to be wearing during Oktoberfest, like the white blouses and the corsets and the skirts.
Yeah.
And that was really weird to see. It looks really cool though. And then I had something that was very lovely.
Oh, what was it?
Basically, I saw, and now other chocolates are available.
Yes.
But everywhere around the Lincoln Market yesterday, I saw Cadbury's on nearly every drink stall. I don't know if they were sponsoring it or whether it just so happened that people in Lincoln just really like Cadbury's, but Cadbury's hot chocolate was an option in literally every single stall. And on our way out of the market, we stopped off and got some hot chocolate and Bailey's, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say.
It was
just so good. But you know, there were treats everywhere. And like the first place that we went to was the pick and mix place, which had fudge.
Oh.
And the problem with that, now this is the thing, is that when you go into Lincoln Market, do be prepared to spend money.
Oh, yeah,
and quite
course.
A bit more money than you were probably expecting.
There is always, when you walk up, when you just walk up Steep Hill in general, there is actually a shop that sells fudge that smells delicious every time you walk past. And that's one of the great things, that's one of the things about tasty treats which really draws you in. It's the smell.
It is normally the smell, or just talking about it on the radio, because that can really make you hungry.
We are going to be absolutely starving by 10 a.m. this morning, but we're going to be with you until 10 a.m. where we hand you over to the wonderful Tracy Edgers with Sunday Girl. She's going to be keeping you entertained between 10 and 12 before over along comes Ed Wellman, who will be here with Siren Replay, looking back at some of the best clips from Siren FM's week. Lots to choose from this week. It's been a really good week of programming, actually.
It always is, Kai.
Oh, it is. It always is.
There you go, being exclusive again.
Exclusive. Oh, sorry. Right, let's go into our next song. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses on.
Hello, you are listening to Siren at 107.3 FM. We are Squabble Box with myself, Maisie Anderson, and my lovely assistant, Kai Valentine.
Assistant now, assistant.
Yes, you are my assistant.
We are talking all about tasty treats here on Squabble Box Sunday Breakfast this morning. We've got lots more to talk about, as well as being joined just after 9 o'clock by Sarah from the Ritz Lincoln, talking all about their breakfast with Santa, all in aid of Click Sergeant, a wonderful charity, a wonderful cause, and you're going to hear more about it just after 9 a.m. this morning. We're here till 10, talking all about tasty treats. Now, Maisie, I'm going to ask you the big question.
Oh, dear.
Right. Tasty treat.
Yeah.
There is a certain type of... some will class it as a cake, some will class it... It's a small cake. What's it called?
Oh, you mean... it depends.
Now...
What shape is the small cake?
It's a circle.
You're wanting me to say fairy cakes,
no,
aren't you?
No. I'm wanting you to say buns.
Fairy cake.
But I'm from the north, and you're a fake northerner.
I'm not a fake northerner. I've never claimed to be a northerner.
I love that. It's like, I do love it that you've been born in the... You were born in the north, you lived in the north for... pretty much your entire life.
Yes, my entire life I've lived in the north, apart from to move down slightly to the Midlands to come to Lincoln. But I've never claimed to be a northerner, and it's a fairy cake.
Is it?
Yeah, it depends.
It's a bun.
It's a fairy cake. It's a fairy cake. Don't look at me like that. It's a fairy cake. Don't start these arguments. This is going to be... that's what our pub name is going to be.
What?
Because this is it. Every Sunday evening, we go and we do the Swans pub quiz.
Yes.
It's a good old fun time. And we change our name every time, our group does. We start it with the Civil War. And originally, I think it was Civil War, Baps versus Bread Rolls.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have to do Civil War, Fairy Cakes versus Buns.
Yeah, we probably are.
We should do that. Yeah. Although you're not going to be there tonight.
You know, I won't be here tonight. Right, I am just. We're going to go into another song now because we are just trying to locate our guest for this morning. But we're going to be back just after this. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Jazz, rock, dance, and all your other musical needs on Siren FM.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Apologies about the last 10 minutes or so. We've just been trying to locate our guest. Unfortunately, she's not going to be able to make it into the studio today for 9 o'clock, but we will talk more about the wonderful event, which is Breakfast with Santa at the Ritz, Lincoln, all in aid of Click Sergeant. And we'll talk about that more after the news. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment Sunday breakfast show, Squabble Box. We're going to be with you for the next 55 minutes or so as we talk all about tasty treats. However, this was where we were supposed to have an interview today with Sarah from the Ritz, Lincoln. Unfortunately, Sarah's had a couple of complications getting here today. However, we want to give it the amazing praise and promotion that it deserves. For people who haven't heard about this, they are running a Breakfast with Santa at the Ritz, Lincoln. It's running from the 10th and the 11th of December from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. It's £10 a ticket, and it all is in aid of Click Sergeant, a wonderful charity that help young people who are battling cancer. The ticket gets you a child's breakfast, Christmas activities including make your own reindeer dust, and a letter to Santa with a personalised reply and a visit from Santa himself to give a present to the child. And there's also going to be a Santa's grotto for the children as well. It sounds like such an amazing, amazing fun for the children of Lincoln.
It is, and it's a lot of effort's been put in.
Yeah, it
just
really
from
is.
The list there, you can tell that a lot of people are really invested in making this work really well and raising as much money as they can for children who really need some help during Christmas.
And it's an amazing community project as well, and that's what we love here on Siren FM. And I know that Sarah is very, she's very new to the Lincoln area, so I was really looking forward to her coming in the studio today and being able to show her that here at Lincoln's first community radio station, we strive to promote things like this and get it. Absolutely, it's just such an amazing cause, and we want to give it as much promotion as possible. So once again, it's the 10th and the 11th of December from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. If you have any children that are interested and you want to take your kids around, it'd be wonderful. Get them in the Christmas spirit. They get to meet Santa, make their own reindeer dust.
I want to know what reindeer dust is. Is it like fairy dust? Like that's what makes them fly?
Yeah, I believe so.
Ooh.
So you get to make your own reindeer dust and...
Can I go?
I want to go.
We don't have any children to take with us, though.
I'll be the child.
You'll be the child. Yeah. You're 20 years old.
Yeah, but we're both quite short.
Yeah, not that short.
Well,
that being said, though, I did meet a 13-year-old yesterday who's nearly 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that's true. But like you say, you get to make your own reindeer dust, write a personalised letter to Santa with a reply as well, because Santa is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Santa will be there to give presents out to the children in his own little grotto. It's going to be an amazing, amazing morning of entertainment for the children. It's £10 a ticket, and it's all in aid of Click Sergeant. So we hope that you do find out more. You can find out more, but go to our Facebook page. That's probably the best place to go, which is facebook.com/squabblebox on siren. We will send out all the links on there. Also, if you go on Twitter to @SirenFM, we will tweet out the website where you can find out more about the event. Tickets are going fast. It's £10 a ticket. How wonderful would it be for your child to have so much fun doing all those cool Christmassy things and meeting Santa
at
the end of it?
That's a meal as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So breakfast with Santa at the Ritz Lincoln. Great community project. Show your community spirit. Get involved and help. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to go on to our next song now. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Here we go.
Siren FM.
You gotta help me, I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong, I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school.
Hello, you are listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. This is Squabblebox on Sunday morning.
Woo!
It is 9:13, and we are getting into some tasty treats. That's our topic for today.
We are.
And I'm so hungry.
You can get it. I am so hungry as well. This was a really bad idea. So we're talking all about tasty treats. Keep sending them in. We love hearing from you.
One thing I would quite like is recipes. Not like specific. I don't want like the full recipes, but like certain like family recipes that I just want to know about them. I love family recipes, and like the idea that there's something so sacred in your little kinship that only your family make it this way.
Well, we were talking about buns or cupcakes or fairy cakes or, you know, just cakes.
Cupcakes are very specific, I think. I think cupcakes makes the most sense because technically they are made out of cups.
Yeah, but you're all wrong. It's a bun. So
it's a fairy cake.
But we have bun days at school. Right,
in the north, everywhere else calls it fairy cakes.
My grandma made buns for like our bun days at school, and they were always everyone's favourite. They were the ones that went the quickest.
Mm.
Because I don't know what she did, but her recipe was really, really nice for buns.
Yeah. It always makes you wonder what they put in. But this is the interesting thing. I have a bone to pick with you still, and I'm never going to let this go.
Why? What is it?
Because my mum makes the best lemon cake.
Maisie.
It's made as a loaf tin. It's made in a loaf tin. And how do you, if you have a cake that was made in a loaf tin, how do you cut it? How is it supposed to be cut, Kai? Is it supposed to be done in huge chunks of squares, or is it supposed to be done in slices? You tell me.
I don't know, but it was fair. I can vouch for this. His mum's lemon cake is delicious.
I know, because you had the majority of it.
It was delicious.
I told you could have a slice. You took half of the cake.
It was really nice.
It was really nice. I know. But I didn't get any of it.
Well, you don't know then.
Well, I had it. I've been having it all the way up to. But this is the thing, and this is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about when it came to tasty treats is... My mother won't stop baking.
Yeah.
She just won't stop.
Why?
Because she has an oven for the first time. Like, my house doesn't have a fitted oven. It didn't come with a fitted oven. In the kitchen, it had a hob and it has space for where the oven's supposed to go, but we've never gotten around to putting one in. So we sort of had cheapish convection ovens that are like little lot of like microwaves, but they always broke within like a month, and they weren't really worth the value of them.
Yeah.
But what my mum and dad did recently was they treated themselves to a really expensive one that will last them quite a long time. So they have a new convection oven. It sits on top of the desk, on top of the drawers, and my mum won't stop making things. Like, my dad is a huge foodie. You know this, because yes. Every time he comes around to visit, he will always be boasting about something new that he's made.
Yeah.
He gets very excitable about it. Because this is the thing. I'm the same way as my dad. When I get really invested in something I'm talking about, I don't stop, even though I know that the person I'm talking to might not be as bothered.
Oh, we know. Did anyone listen to last week's episode on transmedia?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I'm aware that I do it because I see my dad doing it.
Yeah.
But my dad is slightly more intimidating than I am. So it's a lot easier to tell me to shut up.
Yeah. You've had a couple of those moments this week, haven't you, Maisie? Because the other day when we were doing it was the Friday breakfast show here on Siren FM. We were getting here we were setting off at 6:30.
We were.
And at like 6:30 in the morning,
I was surprisingly awake. Yeah.
And I was there with looking really tired, run down, and going, I can't find my keys, I can't find my keys, where's my phone, being really moody. And Maisie just looked at me and went, oh gosh, this is what I'm like.
This is what everyone has to experience in the morning with me. I was surprisingly awake. I wasn't very awake this morning at all. But this is one of the weird things. I come from a family of people who like to bake.
Yeah.
My mum takes, and it's really funny because my mum takes recipes from my grandma, and you would assume that my grandma takes recipes from her mum. Nope, she takes them from Mary Berry. My grandma loves Mary Berry.
Is Mary Berry your, like...
my pseudo-great-grandma, yeah. I don't think she's old enough to be my great-grandma. How old is Mary Berry?
The 80s? I'd say 80s.
Yeah, she's not old enough to be my great-grandma. No. But my actual great-grandma would be much older.
I tell you which tasty treat I'm quite partial to.
Oh, yeah.
Crisps.
Ooh. No. You said that weird.
Yeah.
I wish we had a webcam in here because you did the weirdest little head nod when you did that.
Yeah, I was licking my lips as well because I really want some crisps now.
Are we going to have to go to the shops?
But yeah, we are. But I was kind of looking at it going, yeah, you know what? Because like crisps, you sort of get accustomed to us, especially when you're a student and you eat a lot of meal deals.
You're the one of the only students I know that buys constant meal deals.
I don't buy them as much anymore because
you ended up for a while eating at least one a day, if not two.
I never eat more than one a day now. But I have found that the Quad here in Lincoln sell amazing food. I didn't think it would.
You mean like their hot food?
Yeah, yeah, their hot food is so nice.
Yeah.
I've been having risotto now for a couple of days. But that's the... Oh, God. It's statements like that that when I go home, my family go, you've gone all posh.
I had risotto for my lunch.
Yeah, I ate it out of a plastic container in the Siren FM production office with a plastic knife and fork. It's not exactly posh. So, but yeah, crisps, you sort of become accustomed to and get used to because you're eating them so often. But actually, if you start eating them for treats, like if you get the posh crisps.
Oh, like the big... The family bags.
Yeah.
The family bags are in air quotes because nobody shares them.
But I've found recently that I prefer baked crisps.
I love baked crisps.
Ready salted baked crisps is what I go for because not only are they healthy...
Ish. As healthy as crisps can be.
They're the healthiest kind, really.
Mm. They've still got a lot of salt on them, though.
No, not no. They're actually not salty. For ready salted crisps, I really liked baked crisps. What's your favourite type of crisp?
I have to admit, I do like the baked ones. But if I have to go for flavour between on any brand, sour cream and onion is always top.
Yeah.
Sour cream and onion or barbecue.
Ooh.
Barbecue crisps are always really nice.
I have to be... I'm not a fan of sour cream and onion. I'm not a fan of cheese and onion, to be honest.
Is it just the onion taste?
No, it's the cheese.
Do you not like cheese? Does he not like cheese?
Yeah, I like it. I just don't like it on crisps. Mm. Like, but I prefer the barbecue. I tell you which I've had recently as well. Walkers have brought out pickled onion crisps.
Ooh. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, I sit there and I go.
I like that idea a little bit.
Pickled onion. That should only be for Monster Munch.
True. That was crisps. Because that's the thing. Like as a kid, I wasn't given crisps very often. But when I was, it was almost around Christmas time. And this is actually the perfect seasonal time to talk about treats because I have never seen anything like my dad going shopping for the Christmas treats because he's gotten into the habit where now he buys way too much.
Yeah.
Because we normally only have four of us over, and last year we only had three of us. So the four of us are all over, and he gets a ridiculous amount of fizzy pop, a ridiculously large amount of beer, and then sort of big packets of crisps. We get like several boxes of, I dare say several, we get at least two boxes of celebrations, one for the Christmas tree decorating, and then another one for having around the house. Then he always buys a selection of nuts, and then there's also things that, and then he gets all the stuff to make like Christmas dinner, and he always picks sort of a different dinner to do each time. Like with your Christmas, actually I should probably save this for our Christmas episode, I'm realizing.
Yeah.
This is a good time to stop and just wait to tell you.
And if you want to tune in to our Christmas episode, you can do on Christmas Day at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. You can listen to Squabblebox whilst you open your boxes of presents.
My dad's going to make me listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
My parents are going to make me listen to myself while I open my Christmas presents. That's going to be interesting.
It really is. But we're going to go into another song now. And when we get back, we'll give you a weather report and let you know what the weather's like outside here in Lincoln today. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less.
You're listening via our radio player app.
Yes, you can. And we're talking all about tasty treats. We've had another sent in by Justin in Ohio. He's listening live this morning across the pond. He said, do you guys have these? These are my current favourites. And he sent a picture of some
peanut butter cups. Yes, we do have them.
Reese's Big Cup. King size
cups.
Yep. They are milk chocolate peanut butter cups stuffed with pieces, and the pieces look suspiciously like Smarties.
Yeah, that we do have those. We do have those.
Do you like those?
No, but only because I don't like peanut butter.
Now that's what I was about to say.
I don't like peanut butter and chocolate together.
I'm not a fan of peanut butter. So I know I get a lot of stick from that, because it's one of those things. It's a bit like Marmite. It's the tasty treat version of Marmite is peanut butter, because you either love it or you hate it.
I don't know that many. See, with peanut butter, the majority of people like peanut butter.
Really? Because
peanut butter's great.
Okay.
More people like peanut butter than you probably think.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a bit more 50-50.
It's not 50-50. I wouldn't say it's 50-50. I'd say when it comes to peanut butter, there's a way bigger debate on them whether you like it or not. It's smooth versus crunchy. Smooth versus crunchy is the legit debate.
Which is the right one in your opinion?
The crunchy.
Really?
Because it's got peanuts in it. It's got the actual peanut.
But you don't like butter isn't crunchy.
No.
So why would peanut butter be crunchy? Why do they call it butter?
Because it has peanuts. Because it has butter in it.
Ah.
It's made from butter, oil, and peanuts.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know. I'm not saying that it's wrong to like the smooth stuff. It's just personally, I prefer, I feel like I'm, because this is the interesting thing about peanut butter. It's an appetite supplement, kind of.
Yeah.
It suppresses your appetite. So if you have a couple spoonfuls, you're going to, like, it, you're not eating very much, but it will keep your stomach feeling full for longer than, say, just a piece of bread and on some and some butter. And the interesting thing is, the reason why I'm not super into the smooth butter is because I feel like if there's less there to chew, then it doesn't have that same appetite stopping system. But as well as that, it's because peanut butter gets stuck to the roof of your mouth.
All right.
And if it's the smooth peanut butter, it's really hard to get off. But if it's the crunchy stuff, then you've got a little bit of leverage.
I love that.
Food stuck to the top of my mouth is the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah.
Specifically my mouth. Everyone else has to be annoyed by it now.
Everyone else will be annoyed at it. Those are the opinions of Miss Maisie Anderson, not the opinions of Siren FM.
That could be another pub name.
Keep your opinions on crunchy or smooth peanut butter to yourself, Maisie. This is unbiased radio. So.
But no, that could be another good one, pub name. So, because we've had Civil War Baps versus Bread Rolls.
Yeah.
Ones that I can't repeat because they're too rude. But we've also had, and we've come up this morning with buns versus fairy cakes.
Yeah.
Now we've got Civil War, crunchy versus smooth.
Yeah, let's not go with that one.
Yeah.
Other tasty treats, Maisie. Right, are you partial to a donut?
I have donuts for my birthday.
All right. Why?
Instead of cake.
Why?
Because. I am not a huge fan of cake, as controversial as that is. I do like cake, but the birthday cakes seem to just taste weird to me, and I think it's because most birthday cakes come with fondant icing.
All right.
Which is really thick and stodgy and just too much sugar for one, like per square meter, the sugar in it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of it. So there was one birthday when I turned 18 where my dad got me, instead of a cake, got me a box of 24 Krispy Kreme donuts. Other donut vendors are available. And it was the best birthday ever.
I can imagine. I really can.
But it also, but that means that my boyfriend Jack also got me donuts for my birthday. This year.
What's the filling of the donut? What's your favourite?
I prefer the ringed donuts with no filling.
All right.
But with a really nice glaze on them.
I'm more
of a topping than a filler.
If that
makes any sense.
I like toppings versus fillers. That's the
toppings
best
versus fillers.
we got to get the Bake Off sort of conversation going there, haven't we?
Maryberry would be proud.
I like my donuts to be filled with custard.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a bane on society.
What's wrong with custard donuts?
They just taste wrong.
No, they are delicious.
No. Do you have them? No.
You could have jam in the centre of the custard.
Oh, no, that makes it worse. Jeez. I don't know, it depends, because the custard would have to be warm.
Am I alone? Am I the only one who likes custard?
You're probably not alone, but the only problem is it cold custard?
Yeah.
Ew.
What's wrong with cold custard?
Cold custard is the worst. It gets a skin on it.
No, cold custard is the better type. Like, I will have cold custard over hot custard.
No.
What you want is you want... when you have custard over a treat, you have, like, a hot piece of...
cake.
Yeah, a hot piece of chocolate cake, and then you put the cold custard on the top.
No.
That's so wrong. It's so right.
No, it's not.
But it's time to have a look outside the window today as we think about what the weather is going to be like. Yes, it's a nice day outside today. It seems it's actually lit up. It was pitch black when we got here this morning, wasn't it, Maisie?
It was indeed.
There we go, there's the weather bed. So we it's highs of 7 degrees today, lows of 0 degrees. It's one of the hotter days of the past few of the past week. Today, a dry day with patchy cloud during the morning, tending to clear and leave mostly sunny in the afternoon. An easterly breeze will make it feel quite cold though. Into tonight, clear and cold with the breeze easing, allowing a frost to form. Patches of mist, fog and freezing fog will develop later in the night, so watch out for ice on the ground and on the roads. As I say, highs of 7 degrees, lows of 0 degrees. It's looking like it's going to be a cold week, but we'll keep you all updated every breakfast show here on Siren FM. And we're talking all about tasty treats. If you want to get in touch, at Siren FM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our radio player app.
Let us know all about your favourite tasty treats. And am I wrong for thinking that custard is the best ingredient to go inside a donut?
It's not so much that it's the best ingredient inside a donut. We can put the donuts aside.
Just custard in general.
Cold custard is wrong.
No, cold custard is the best. We are squabbling. That's when this show is best. You're listening to Siren FM, and it's time for a little bit of Carly Rae Jepsen. We're talking all about tasty treats here on Siren 107.3 FM. That was This Kiss by Carly Rae Jepsen. And it's time now for the travel.
Siren FM. Yes, there isn't much on the road today apart from some congestion on the A15 at Main Road Handsorp. And in terms of roadworks, there is a plethora of roadworks all throughout Lincoln.
As always.
As always, including Canick Road in Lincoln City Centre, Melville Street, Lincoln City Centre, and roadworks on the Lincolnshire both ways at Seaholm Road, Mableport. I should really be wearing my glasses for this.
You really should. But that was the travel. So let's have a look at some of the tweets that we've had sent in throughout today's show. Some more from Justin, who said that and it looks like we're having a bit of backing music for this one, Maisie. So some of the music, some of the Winter Wonderland. Well, that fits perfectly, Maisie, for this next segment.
It was a happy accident.
Yeah, Justin has got in touch and said that he has Cadbury's drinking chocolate, which he says is absolutely delicious. I just had some last weekend for the first time ever.
Now, Justin's from America, so I imagine for him, Christmas drinking chocolate is actually hot chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, drinking chocolate. Cadbury's original drinking chocolate, but yeah, it's hot chocolate.
Which is what was everywhere at the festival today.
Oh, really?
Well, yesterday it was, and it'll probably be there today. But this is actually something I was wanting to talk about in the first hour, is there are so many... I want to tell you some more about the things that... the snacks that are going on in the Lincoln Festival. Because chestnuts...
All right.
Chestnuts are a big thing at Lincoln Festival, and I always see them around Christmas time. Where you get these big Victorian-looking stands, like little carts, and you get the people who work there are dressed up in Victorian clothes. How do you eat a chestnut?
I don't know.
What? How can you eat a chestnut? Like, they heat them up, I get that, and that'll soften them, but do you just, like, bite into them?
I don't know. I just thought that
I
was something that
I need someone
to
explain chestnuts to me.
I just thought cartoon animals ate them.
No, I love that. It's humans just, too.
I love that the music there just cut out the absolute silence as Maisie's just stared at me for a good 3 seconds of, that's just a bit weird, Kai.
Do you mean like squirrels?
Yeah. Let's okay. have a look at some...
Not like Winnie the Pooh.
Let's have a look at some of the other things that we've had sent in, because Justin was also talking about his birthday present. He said that he just wants more jelly babies. He wishes that they were easy to come by, as what we sent him goes for $19.07 on Amazon, which is £12.57 over here in the UK.
What, for just jelly babies?
Yeah, just for the jelly babies. It cost, it only cost me a little bit more than that to send it all to him. So.
Whoa, that is crazy.
But no, we hope you enjoyed it, Justin. And we'll let this song finish off. This is a bit of the Cortinas with Winter Wonderland. And then we'll come back and read some more of your tweets.
I saw your face in a dream I had last night. You were on your way to space, but I think you missed your flight. You were leaving this world, you were up in the clouds and you couldn't talk through all the things you said, but I'm still lying next.
There we go, Winter Wonderland by the Cortinas. We just thought we'd let you hear the last sort of 30 seconds of that song. Smooth as always here on Siren 107.3 FM. And one person who doesn't believe in being smooth, as it will come out in this next tweet, is Tracy Edges, who says, good morning at Squabblebox Siren FM. She says, I'm a naughty croissant girl. I also like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but it has to be crunchy though.
Yes, Tracy.
Hashtag happy squabbling. Thank
you,
Tracy.
Oh, no, that's a hashtag we need to use more often.
Tracy will be here on Siren FM just after 10 o'clock. So as soon as we sign off, make sure you stay tuned for Tracy's quirky questions and more at 10 till 12 today. I don't know which bit I love better, my segue there or a naughty croissant girl.
I love a good croissant.
Croissant?
Do you call it? I call it croissant because I'm a commoner.
No, it's a croissant.
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 I've gone posh again. My friends are going to be so disappointed.
Your family are going to be so disappointed.
My family are always disappointed in me. So,
it's been one of those mornings.
It really is.
But no, I like croissants for me. And yes, that's how I'm going to pronounce it.
No, it's croissants.
I don't care. There are two main things I want to tell you about croissants. One, they are a very good Mother's Day treat.
All right, yeah.
They are put with jam. You have to have jam, though. Jam. Jam croissant.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. But secondly, I hope this is true. Apparently, there are some stores that don't make croissants curvy anymore. They make them straight.
Yes.
Now, this is, you've always heard it from the same source that I have, but apparently so many people sent letters and emails to certain companies saying that they found it too difficult to spread their jam on croissants when they were curved, so they started making them straight so that they were easier to apply things to.
It's such
a middle, still a croissant,
it's such
though?
A middle class issue. It really is. My bread is too bent. It needs to be straight so that I can butter it. That's amazing. I think it still does make it a croissant, but I like croissants. I like the chocolate croissants.
Ones that already have chocolate in them.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, but then again, I will always pick, because croissants are mainly like a breakfast, continental breakfast.
They are considered a continental breakfast.
I always.
But then so is ham and cheese.
But you say that it's a good Mother's Day present, Mother's Day gift.
If you're going to do breakfast in bed, croissants are great because they can be quite crumbly, but at least you don't need to cook and you don't need to put any unnecessary liquids near it.
It shows the it shows the difference in our upbringing, where I would make my mum a bacon sandwich, set the kitchen
my
on
mum
fire.
Would my mum would love to have a bacon sandwich and a new kitchen.
Set the kitchen on fire and my mum having to come down to turn the smoke alarm off on Mother's Day morning. That's probably what happened.
See,
with
my dad was on the ball with Mother's Day. He would buy the croissants. He would get jam and butter in little packets. He would even get like the little packet ones.
Yeah.
And bring it up for my mum with coffee. Coffee was the important bit.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you've got to start off a Mother's Day with coffee.
Especially with my mother. You think I'm bad? Who do you think I get it from?
Oh, gosh, that... Yeah, I am not saying a word. Right, Maisie, quick fire, couple more treats.
Okay.
Favourite treat.
Favourite treat, sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls, why?
Because they're just so good. If made properly, they are so good.
Yeah, they've got to be nice. I really
warm sausage rolls as well.
Greg's sausage rolls.
Greg's sausage
are nice.
Rolls are pretty nice. Other pastry making companies are available,
but they're just not as good. That's a joke. that's a
don't
joke.
Say that.
That's a joke. Okay, we're not promoting them in any way. Other ones are available. In fact, some of the ones they will be sell. They do sell sausage rolls at some of the market stalls here in Lincoln Christmas market.
Although the best sausage roll I've ever had wasn't necessarily from Greg's or from a marketplace. There was a place in Huddersfield for a very small amount of time, and it's not there anymore, that used to do, it was a bakery, and it used to do these sausage rolls where the pastry was glazed.
All right.
It was properly glazed, so it was like kind of sticky, but it was so nice, and they were really big as well.
So I want to end today's show with a message, one more message from Justin from Ohio, tuning in live, and he says team names.
Team
He's
names.
Talking all about
because
we were talking about pub team names earlier.
Are they treat related?
Some are. He said these are the American take on them. He says Civil War, cookies versus biscuits. Civil War, football versus soccer. Civil War, football versus football.
I like that one.
Thank you, Justin, for those and for getting in touch. Thank you to everyone who's got in touch today. Remember to keep sending your Christmas songs for our Christmas pre-record, which will be later this afternoon. And we want to say... I want to say a big thank you to everyone who has been listening. And please do, if you have children that are interested, there is going to be a breakfast with Santa at the Ritz on the 10th and the 11th of December between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. It's going to be £10 a ticket, all in aid of Click Sergeant. It's going to be such an amazing morning where you'll be able to make your own reindeer dust, write a letter to Santa, and then the big man himself will be popping by for a visit.
Is that the official name for Santa?
The big man. Yeah. It's going to be really, really an exciting morning. Sarah has put so much effort into this. She's new to the area, and it's going to be a great thing for the local community, so please make sure you check it out. Stay tuned to Siren FM. After a couple of songs, we're going to head to the news. I think it's Barry Weir who's reading the news today, and then following that will be the lovely Tracy Edgers with Sunday Girl. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in today. Stay tuned to Siren FM.